Doc. The clock has started. Roger.
This morning. Well,
I just woke up.
Yeah. It's Monday, July 24th, 2017. We are back for episode 357 of the Internet's Junk Drawer. We're going to talk about some stuff today.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Daily.
No, don't say that.
He doesn't sound like that at all. How was your weekend? How you doing? What can I do for you today?
I spent a lot of time this weekend wanting and desiring to take it easy and relax. Mm-hmm. And I think I spent most of the time just wanting to relax and not actually relaxing. Like, you know how you want to, it's like in the beginning of the day and you're thinking, I woke up too early, I'm going to take a nap this afternoon. And then for the rest of the day, you're thinking, I'm going to take a nap. And that's all you can think of. You just dwell on the nap. And then it gets to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you go, I was supposed to take that nap, wasn't I? Oh, man, I'm not taking a nap.
Your idea of relaxing is a nap?
My idea of relaxing is to not have a busy mind. And that's what I had.
So I
didn't get to relax.
Yeah, I get that. I understand. But first of all, hello, live stream. We're live right now. Goodstuff.fm/live. Actually, we spent the last 15 minutes without our audio on the stream. So now I got it.
Okay.
Secondly, it sounds like sleeping and or napping would be exactly the opposite of relaxing to me. While yes, you can relax all your muscles and give control away to the Grim Reaper of sleep, but
the Sandman,
is that his name? Who's the lead singer of Metallica? Were we both grinding our brains to try and remember who that is?
James Hetfield, is it?
It might be. James in a Hatfield.
James.
Turtle Power. Hey, yeah.
James Hetfield Net Worth. Here we go.
Good. Good, good.
It's the first one.
Let me guess. Wait. 73 million.
I'm going to look at it again. No. Higher.
182 million.
Higher.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding. Higher.
290
higher.
3 million
higher.
300 million. I was close. My third try was close. So sleeping, I feel like relaxing only counts when you're able to perceive that you are relaxing. The fact that you did sleep is only rewarded after the fact. It's not rewarded while you sleep, in my opinion, because you don't have any memory.
Back on sleeping is better.
Yeah, that's the only way we can look at it.
I was doing the exact opposite and looking forward to the sleep, and I was completely wrong there. Then is what you're saying?
I would say so.
Okay, well, I totally agree because I didn't get to relax.
Sounds anxiety inducing.
And kind of was.
I don't want any of that.
However, I did finish, finally, I finished watching the first season of Westworld on HBO.
Ooh.
Very good.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Of course I've seen that.
Okay, of course you've seen that.
Do you want to talk about things without spoilers?
What's there to talk about?
What do you mean? Did you watch the right Westworld? It's not Wild West with Will Smith.
Wild Wild West with Kevin Kline.
Yeah, I've got. Oh my gosh, I do have a sound for that around here, but I
made a sound for that.
I won't be able to find it.
It's not that one.
It's not that one, but it could be.
What did you? What do, have you been burning to ask me some questions about Westworld?
No, not at all. Okay. The only question I do have, and we can get into this right now, Kenny. Is did you see any of the trailers at Comic-Con?
Totally saw. I think I saw all the good trailers.
Okay, hold it.
Okay, that's it.
These are today's headlines.
You can skip down to those.
I'm going to go out of order here.
Yeah, just grab that one, put it back up at the top, and we'll cover that one first.
All right, you're moving them around? Are you moving them?
I can move them around. Whoop.
No, don't move them around. Okay.
I just did.
This is how a news broadcast works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's still there. Okay.
I moved
it. San Diego Comic-Con was this past weekend, Kyle.
Mm.
Last weekend, this past weekend. And lots of different trailers came out, including, here we go, I'm going to run down this list that you had provided, Stranger Things Season 2 on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to give me real time right here, or do you want me to go through the list and then we'll go back to it?
Real, real good.
Real, real good on that trailer, I agree.
Yeah, up.
There you go. Number 2, Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-mm. I'm more excited for it now than I was previously. Yes.
Okay. I think what happened was they released that initial trailer 3 months ago, I think.
It did not look fun.
The Zeppelin one. It did look fun. But it looked like they were finally transitioning to the more like fantasy mythological side of Thor, uh-huh, rather than trying to make it too realistic, right? And I think that was a good idea. Definitely. It's setting in motion, I think, the storylines that are then trying to, culminate in the Avengers Infinity War. This seems like the first setup to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. So,
okay. All right,
especially that part where Helia goes, what are you the god of? And then all of the lightning happens, or I should say thunder, but visually it's lightning. And then he lands and he's glowing like Super Saiyan Thor. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Dragon Ball Marvel crossover video game coming
you heard out it here first.
In 2018.
All right, now number 3, this one got a downvote from the wife, Justice League.
Is that... Okay. All right. You can call her your wife, maybe. That's a little That's a little more respectful. I was not interested in this.
See, that's the thing. Is that people have, I think it's this big split down the middle of people who they still have hope that these DC movies will finally be good. I mean, Wonder Woman was great. It still had this weird tinge of the Zack Snyder-ish look to it, but it was good. And then there's, you know, the group of people, that other half of people who just have completely written it off. Like, oh no, any DC movie that comes out is just going to be gross. I guess that you're in the second camp.
No, absolutely not. I am in the camp of I'm not going to spend money to go watch this in the theaters, probably. And any way that you can make it more exciting while I'm sitting on my butt at home is going to be better.
It's a theater movie.
It sure it is. Actually, movies you can watch at home as well, or they would not make DVDs and or streaming boxes for me to watch them on.
If you watch, Kyle, if you watch Justice League on your garbage 42-inch plasma screen from 7 years ago.
Hey, you watch it.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
You do.
Because that is a terrible TV. I will tell you right now. And I know that you will not get, you know, you can't let go of it for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle, you can buy a 4K TV for half of what it cost you to get that other TV now.
Look at this. I have an unboxing video for me trying to unbox a 4K TV. Here it goes. It opens. And then I pull the TV out and then...
Who added the lasers?
And then I scream and I don't understand.
It's not like it's a new piece of technology that you've never witnessed in your life. It's a TV.
Oh no.
I have to get rid of my existing TV.
And then the other thing is that you have to I know and you won't admit this, but I know that you have a PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. You probably have a different DVD player, and you can't have all of those things connected to your TV at once because you probably only have one HDMI input.
I have three, thank you very much.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
So why can't you have all of those things on your, at the ready? Why can't they all just be on standby? Huh? Huh? What's that, Kyle? What, you eating something? You got something in your mouth?
I do. Uh-huh.
Is it your pride?
No, it's my tongue.
Oh, boy. You're eating your tongue?
And my breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Gasp.
Well, I liked the Justice League trailer.
Fine, let's get back to it. Yeah, Justice League.
I liked it, except for the very end. They have, what's his name? Alfred.
I would say it's...
Jeremy Scar as Alfred. I think that's a great choice, by the way.
Good idea.
Nothing beats Michael Caine. But a good number two, and not a metaphorical number two, but a good second choice is Jeremy Irons.
Okay,
Michael Caine is the best.
I think we should have two Justice League movie or a DC Universe movie that is just two Alfreds. It's called Two Alfreds. It's with
two Alfreds, one Batman.
It's with both. Yeah. The most powerful Batman is a Batman with two Alfreds.
I agree.
What else did they display at the SDCC?
Now, I want to hear your take on this one. Star Trek Discovery
looked okay.
Released another trailer.
So we went straight.
It's like, okay, go ahead.
We went straight from Thor Ragnarok to Star Trek Discovery. And it got cheap real quick. I understand that Star Trek Discovery is going to be a straight to streaming television program, something that you cannot watch in a theater. However, there was just a cheapness about it, and not just the effects. It was the we're going to have the main protagonist flip through the air and then fall Spider-Man like and look forward and say a quippy line twice
with a ton of green screen happening
behind her.
Move when she lands and she looks up and she has her arm back. And, let's go.
One was run. And then one was, there were these,
it was so cliche.
Keywords, very cliche. I would have liked maybe a little more over the top clicheness, so you could make it kind of like a comic book situation. Because that's where it was coming from. You know, you're trying to encapsulate some of the more fantastical things from the three Star Trek movies now, the new ones. Blinking lights and things that just don't look antiquated anymore. It's just, you know, very high contrast and a lot of blinking lights. Visually, I thought it was okay. I can't tell anything about the story other than, oh, we made the Klingons mad and now we started a war, maybe. And so we have a ship.
So I've got a problem with it in a few ways. The trailer, it seems to be showing one episode. It's showing what's happening in one episode.
But that's fine. I mean, that's how kind of a trailer works, and I don't want them to spoil anything else. But it was a little long, I guess, for a trailer. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. In general, I think this is a really good direction for Star Trek to go.
Nope, I disagree.
Nope. I need more Star Trek. Like, high budget Star Trek things. I don't want another Star Trek actor who wants to come back and make money in some slightly mildly licensed content that is only available on YouTube anymore. I need my CBS Star Trek back, and this is a fine way to do it.
Okay. Well, I'll just say that I think it was the wrong call to put it before Kirk, like a pre-Kirk era. Why? And I think that they could actually get away with I'm afraid that it's not going to be smart Star Trek.
It's been I'm a afraid long that it's going to be road.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely getting not smart Star Trek.
It's been a long time. Do you see that Spock's pointy ear?
Stop talking.
Is that
stop singing?
That's how the
that's how the Enterprise song goes, right?
Right. Yeah.
A little acoustic guitar in the back.
Why can I see Barry Zito playing that song for some reason?
Barry Zito.
It's just there's. I can just see, like, instead of him coming out to sing the national anthem, he starts singing the Star Trek Enterprise theme song.
Why is Barry Zito going out to sing the national anthem?
Have you never seen Barry Zito play the guitar?
Okay, that's great that he can play the guitar, but why is he, Kyle, why is he playing the guitar and singing the national anthem in your dream?
Because he's done that before. I'm not.
Yes?
Yes. Mm. Absolutely. I will find the video. You tell me about the next one.
Oh, no, I was going to just say that they need a smart spiritual successor to Next Generation, and it needs to look sleek, and this doesn't look sleek. So I'm just saying that. All right, moving on. Number five, Ready Player One. This movie is going to be, I think, my favorite movie. Stop that. What was wrong with this one?
So bad. So here's something. Hold on.
Did you read the book?
No, of course not.
Then get out. Then you don't have anything to say. No, get out. Get out of here. Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
It's all about the visuals. The story, I'm sure, is fine. But the visual style of what happens in this trailer is just like, what?
What do you mean?
It's like, what?
You don't understand it because you didn't read the book.
But I don't need to understand. I don't need to understand why there's all these things blowing up. And it's like, well, let's underpay some special effects artists to just add a bunch of crazy fractal stuff. And it looks like stuff's blowing up all the time.
Did you watch the right trailer?
And then I jump and then I jump from my trailer down into my van trailer and slap on my Oculus Rift.
Well, that's the very beginning of the book. Yes.
Yeah. No. I get that. I will probably not watch this until I read the book first. The Martian ruined me. Let me just put that out there.
The Martian ruined you before when you read it before you saw the movie?
Yes.
How was that?
Because
did it make it so that the book was better than the movie?
The book was vastly superior than the movie, and that was one of the first experiences I had ever had that was like that. Because I like the visual medium of movies, but books are so boring. They're just words.
Oh my gosh.
They're just like words on a page.
Okay.
And I don't like them.
But here, Kyle. I know that you didn't even read The Martian.
It sounds so whiny.
You do. That's my job. I know you that. I know that you didn't actually read The Martian.
Hey, no,
you listened to it on audiobook.
Okay, stop right there. That's reading it. Don't you dare.
It's not reading. But you just said it's just words on a page. It's not. It was words in the ether of audio. You idiot.
It's still words. It's the same words. It was unabridged. It doesn't matter whether I was popcorning it or whether someone was reading it to me.
Oh my gosh. What are you, popcorn with your wife?
What, yeah. Why not?
Okay, I read a paragraph. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Who else is going to read?
I get just as nervous. You're
invisible from popcorn. Cat. You can have it.
I get just as nervous with popcorn with my wife than I do popcorn in the school. It's really bad.
I I think if I were to go back and I think I'd go back and want to popcorn all the time. I don't want to be the guy who reads all the books. Now, like this 28-year-old Kenny brain would totally want to go back.
And so you could work on your radio voice, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be great. And then in like fifth grade, I'd have this deep voice.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far, far away, Naboo was under
Jurassic Park,
was under an attack. Yes.
Did you watch that right after or before?
Way before.
So before you saw it.
There are very, very little similarities between the movie and the book. So
there's a ton of similarities.
No, not at all. Not even dinosaurs. There weren't dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park movie book.
Shut up. So. I'm excited for Ready Player One. It's Spielberg. I think he's going to crush it. And last but not least here, Westworld Season 2.
Finally, we get to it. Goodness gracious.
So many questions.
Not really. I mean, they're not really. Have you seen the movie?
You mean the movie from the 70s?
Yeah.
That Michael Crichton wrote and directed?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, good. Your favorite author, Michael Crichton, writes and directs a book movie.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do? We're going to watch all these, yeah?
No, I already did watch all these. That's what I said.
Got it.
Wait, hold on. Did you want to watch these?
Right now?
No. We're in headlines.
I want to watch all of these movies eventually.
I want to read this next story.
Okay, here, let's get back into headlines.
Okay.
These are today's headlines.
Yeah, it feels good to be back and a little choppy, but it's fine. Go ahead.
All right.
Bring me back into some more important news, please.
More important and probably a little more sad here. More than 200 sheep have plunged to their deaths in the Pyrenees while apparently trying to escape a brown bear. The bears have been reintroduced in the mountain region over the past 3 decades after being wiped out by hunters. The sheep, which belong to a farmer in the southwest of France, are thought to have taken fright and flight when the bear appeared in the area last Sunday. After the predator attacked one of the sheep, 209 others in the flock panicked and hurled themselves off a 200-meter high cliff on the border of France and Spain. Oh my gosh. The bodies of 169 sheep were found the next day at the foot of the cliff in the Spanish village of Yadore. Right? Is that close enough?
I'll take it. Yeah.
The other dead animals were found in France. The Spanish news agency Europa Press said bear fur had been found on one of the dead sheep and would be analyzed to try to establish exactly what had happened. Although French government will compensate the farmer for his loss, the incident has provoked an angry response from the local branch of the French Farmers Federation. French Farmers Federation. Can I ask you one question, Kyle?
Of course.
Why did you put this in the headlines?
Because it's kind of sad.
Did you want me to read that 209 sheep just lemmings off the cliff?
Yeah, because that's what?
By the way,
yeah,
the lemmings thing, the Disney lemmings deal was fake.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They forced them off the cliff.
Is this a Lion King reference or is this...
You know when you see the wildebeest in Lion King?
Yeah,
they jump off the top of the hill, and then they go, and they go down the thing?
Uh-huh.
I always thought that they were falling off a cliff, too.
Yeah, me too.
They're not actually falling off a cliff. They're just coming down a hill. But the perspective of the cartoon made it look like they were falling off a cliff.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then Mufasa's like, kind of save Simba.
Never give up.
I'm your father.
That's right. All of those. All the movies.
I'm willing to bet that James Earl Jones had to have said, "No, Simba, I'm your father." Like twice or three times in the studio.
Yeah.
And they're like, "James, you can't say that. We can't use that."
What?
We don't own Lucasfilm yet.
Is this the wrong movie? What?
If you build it,
if you,
I'll come.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, sheep.
Yeah,
this just sounds like this just sounds like something went wrong.
Although I do appreciate that the authorities are like looking into this as though the bear had motive. They have to capture the bear and arrest him.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on then. Here it is. May 1st, 2013, Metallica jams with San Francisco Giants pitcher Barry Zito.
Metallica. It's like Metallica's kind of featuring, like Metallica feet Zito.
Zito, yeah. Feet, yeah.
But not by himself.
Yeah, by himself.
And Metallica never sings the national anthem. They play it on the guitar, and they look kind of gross, and it sounds kind of gross when they do it.
So
because their amps sound like gross.
Sure. So you think, I mean, this is 2013, so this is pre, like, those all-black jerseys that they came out with. Zito.
Is it?
Yeah, 2013, I think Barry Zito was on his way out.
He was riding the high of the 2012 World Series.
I think that was 2010. I think that was 2010.
Was that 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, 2012 was Bumgarner, right?
I think he was done.
Bumgarner was 2014. That was his year.
No, but nobody cares.
All right, then I'm going to move on, Kyle. Dwayne The Rock Johnson yesterday, announced that he's teamed up with Apple for a movie that co-stars Apple's AI-based personal assistant, Siri.
Gasp.
And it's been released. According to the poster tweeted by Johnson, the movie is called, quote, The Rock x Siri Dominate the Day. Oh, God.
You see this trailer? This poster?
I did see the poster. I'm going to give the quote from him.
Okay.
I partnered with #Apple to make the biggest, these are on all caps, biggest, coolest, craziest, dopest, most over-the-top, funnest, is that even a word, movie ever. And I also, and I have the greatest co-star of all time, #Siri. I make movies for the world to enjoy, and we also made this one to motivate you to get out there and get the job done. I want you to watch it, have fun with it, and then go live it.
What? So it's a motivational movie, I guess?
Sorry, I think it's...
I mean, some more oats.
I can hear. Oats? What are you, a horse?
Yeah.
So the Here's the thing that I'm actually a little bit confused of.
Yeah.
So this was him kind of announcing this yesterday. The poster, it looks like a high school graphic designer put together a bunch of fan photos of The Rock.
Yeah.
And then some technology in the Earth and a satellite and stuff. So the last thing I'm going to say is that you can watch the full film at youtube.com/Apple
right now.
Hey, Apple marketers, how about you don't use another company's platform to release some major movie thing that you just created, some major content? Why don't you host this on your own domain, maybe? Right? Am I crazy or what?
No.
Do they just get that that's going to be their widest release?
This one is for Earth.
Bingo. Okay. So it is a 3-minute and 45-second.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like at least 15 minutes, like, or maybe 10 minutes, like a Funny or Die skit.
10 minutes. I was expecting maybe 10 minutes. It has 1.2 million views so far. It is, like I said, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. And it says, you should never, ever, under any circumstances, underestimate how much Dwayne Johnson can get done in a day with Siri.
So
please go watch it if you want.
I think Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave.
Maybe.
Right now.
Maybe.
And there's a rock on top of it.
That's why. It's just really uncomfortable. Really, really uncomfortable.
Hey, this grave is so uncomfortable. So many rocks. All right. That's bad. Almost as bad as the sheep story.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, what's today?
Let me tell you, Kenny, what today is. Today,
two things that are super related, right?
Scooby-Doo. Wow. No, not at all. today is also National Tequila Day.
Woo! Do you like tequila?
Nope.
The only time that you and I had tequila ever together was at your bachelor party that I took you on a food tour in Boulder, Colorado.
Come on, no. Talk it. First of all, you can't tell the truth. Second of all, you did sign my NDA, and now you are in breach of contract if you do say what we actually did. And three, it's tequila. shouldn't the story be a lot more exciting than you're about to say?
Tequila. We were listening to that one song, and then shot a mule.
No, we didn't do that. We didn't do that at all.
Then I don't know.
Okay. All right. And today.
But the tequila was good, right?
It was great. Yeah. Apple pie. Oh, man. I broke my own NDA.
You can't break your own.
Can't I?
Maybe you can.
Can you today?
Today
is also National Drive-Through Day.
Those go together.
Through. No, they don't, actually. In a really bad DUI kind of way.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to pick up tequila from a drive-through alcohol vendor store. Type thing. Because yeah. that Those exists. Exist. Yeah, yeah. Just not here in California. Because that sounds hyper dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous. Although, if you think about it, I see the merits of not wanting to park a car and get out, and then you gotta ask them, or you gotta search for the things. If you know what you want, I mean, do those drive-through convenience stores, do they have like a menu of stuff that, or do you just kind of roll up to the window and go, yeah, I need a case of Miller.
Six number twos. A large fry. And
why are you eating? Why are you eating in the drive-thru? Aren't you ordering food?
No, because you only have liquid, right?
Oh my gosh.
So that's, I'm eating.
You're giving me liquid.
If you can, let's take the alcohol out of this. If you can, do you use the drive-thru?
Yes, I use drive-thrus.
When one exists, are you more likely to drive through than you are to walk through?
I'll say,
and go inside.
Especially during these triple digit days in the valley.
Yeah,
I will use the drive through because I get to sit in my nice, comfortable. It is air conditioned car, and I don't have to park it and then turn off the air conditioning and let it start to oven up. You know what I mean?
I do. I just went and ate a chili dog that way. And let me just say, it wasn't great.
In the car, right?
Being in the car after going through the drive-thru. Yeah.
Well, that's the other question, is that when you go through the drive-thru, Kyle, are you eating in your car?
Typically, yes. Okay. I'm not continuing to drive my vehicle while eating.
I just think of that Weird Al song Trapped in the Drive-Thru, of how it sounds like what he's doing is he's driving to the drive-thru to get the food and then wants to just go home and eat the food, but he can't. He's overcome with the smell of the burger and he has to eat it at the, you know, on the way home, and then he finds out, of course. I'm not going to spoil it, but
put it this way, you know, the In-N-Out in Tracy, California off the 205.
Yes, it's on the far side of town.
It's right by the freeway, which is great for folks driving through who have never partaken before and or just need that good In-N-Out fix randomly on their way out to the valley or to the mountains or to wherever they may be going that day. Mm-hmm. When you pull through that drive-through, they have basically parking spots where if you didn't want to turn your wheel and you wanted to just park immediately and stuff your face, you could. And I feel like they know what's going on. They understand that a drive-thru is only a means for getting the food. It is not an invitation to go all the way home and eat that soggy mess.
Except they do ask you, will you be eating this in the car today? They ask that at the end of every order in the drive-thru. Even when you walk in and they say, is this for here to go? Are you going to eat this in your car?
Do you want me to dump this on your lap today?
I'm going to get you one of those like really flimsy paper placemat things that you put on your lap and then it actually doesn't do anything because you need a bunch of napkins for this.
Yeah. We're going to pay a high schooler $12.95 an hour to actually feed you at your table if you'd like to. They'll sit right next to you. They'll unwrap your burger and they will just put each fry in your mouth.
That is a service I don't want to pay for.
I would absolutely pay for it.
I don't want that's some high relaxing. Schooler putting their fingers that's, all over my food.
But see, that's relaxing, Kenny. Clearly you don't know how to relax.
I guess not.
Mm-mm, not at all. I'm only halfway through on this these oats I've got.
Is it not oatmeal that you're eating?
No, it's what's called overnight oats, so it's like a cold oatmeal.
Oh, what? Like oatmeal cereal? Up,
down. What do you think? Up?
It sounds terrible.
I can show it to you. You see it?
Oh, God, that looks like... it's like cup noodles, but it's cup oats. It's like slimy vomit. God.
Speaking of slimy vomit, I have a couple of things I'd like you to upvote, downvote. Disneyland.
All right.
Mm-mm. Disneyland. They've got a fast pass system. You are well aware. Yes.
Yes, I know of fast pass.
Okay, perfect. It was invented in 1999 and now it's
for Rocky Rods.
That's right. And now it's moving into the digital age. The Anaheim Resort launched a smartphone version of the ride reservation system on Wednesday this week. And, basically, what they're going to start doing is charging you for these, what they're calling now Max Pass. It seems like Fast Passes will still exist, but this Max Pass is Max Pass. Max Pass costs $10 a day. That's right. You can, let's see, reserve a time later in the day for one of 16 rides around the park, all from your smartphone.
So,
Does
the Max Pass only work for one ride?
At a time. It seems. It looks like what you can do is you can get a second Max Pass once your first time for your reservation has elapsed, which is what exactly how it works anyway.
So, really, what you're doing
is. You scan your ticket. To get a fast pass.
Here's what you're doing.
Okay, go.
You're paying $10 per pass so that you don't have to walk to the ride to go get a different fast pass.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you're saving leg energy of not walking over there and getting a fast pass. That would actually probably get you in earlier than this Max Pass. This Max Pass probably says it's probably feeding off the fast pass server of... Oh, okay, so there's so many fast passes happening now. We need to push their Max Pass to give them a time after the fast pass.
Yeah, and we all know, basically, if you don't get in line or go to the fast passes that you want to get before noon, you're not getting in that day.
Right. I'm going to say upvote for the Max Pass. All
right.
I'm going to say upvote because... I think it will lead to better things, better park experience. I think better time in the park because I mean I do like walking to the ride and and going to the little kiosk and getting my fast pass. But you know how many times a cast member has to go over and help people and direct them. No, you can't just walk up to the line. You need to go get a ticket. You need to go get a fast pass ticket. And they go, excuse me, I just want to get in line. And they say, well, you can go over here to standby, but I want to go with a fast pass line. I paid a lot of money to go here.
What is this, Willy Wonka? Why do they sound like this?
Yeah, it's Veruca Salt.
Yeah.
She wants the...
I want to get in line now.
But you have to go get the Fast Pass ticket.
No, I want to get in line here.
Well, then I'm going to push you over.
Oh,
we're going to line up on top of you.
I'm going to file a lawsuit.
No, you're not, because you're dead.
Oh.
Dead, Veruca Salt. Yeah. I mean, that's what Wonka was doing, right? He was killing the children he didn't like.
Turning them into candy. Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of candy and well, speaking of things turning into other things, how about that? Let's go with that one.
Sure.
Atari is inventing a hat with speakers in it called Speaker Hat.
Oh, trademark.
Trademark. TMRR, service mark.
You think Atari is... They're definitely riding the hype that Blade Runner 2049 put them back into the world of Blade Runner.
They go from writing The Boys of Summer to making this abomination of a hat. And
why is it an abomination? Answer me that.
I will answer you that.
Ask me and answer me that.
So let's describe it for the listeners. It is a potential perma flat build baseball cap. 'Cause I don't know what kind of wires are going through that, but a forward and or backward facing, maybe backward facing would be the ideal wearing scenario for this, baseball cap.
Maybe
with speakers, two speakers in the bill. Yes.
Facing down.
It's facing down, not facing up, obviously. Now that I think about it, this whole snapback design, you can snap back to design.
Oh, there goes design.
You could put spaghetti in this, I guess, and eat it out of the hat, but I doubt that's the intended use. The idea of wearing this backwards and having music pipe at it. I don't know where the battery is, first of all. Maybe in the bill. Can you imagine, though, a lithium ion fire on your face?
Well, unless it's wearing backwards, then it's on the back of your head.
Then it's on your neck. And then it just, it severs your spine as it burns into infinity.
Ooh.
I did just watch the most recent, what's that vampire movie? The
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Not that one. Nope. Close, though. And it's not the sparkly ones. It's not the sparkly vampires. It's the other vampires. The ones with the lichens and the vampires. And they fight each other. Underworld. Thank you. Watched the latest Underworld this weekend.
Ugh. Yeah.
Talk about relaxing. It's really good.
I didn't get to tell you that I finished watching House of Cards on Sunday. So yet another show that you don't like, huh?
I couldn't get past after he became president. I just don't care anymore. It feels like...
Okay.
It feels just too real now, you know?
Yeah, this whole last season was way too real. Like, way too real. And the last episode had something that...
Hey! No.
It hit home. Let's say that.
Was it a baseball field?
It hit my home head in the face. Speaker hat. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say upvote.
All right.
You want to know why?
Do I?
Because I want to basically break it. Like, if the mechanism or whatever, it has to be flat build, I'm just going to break that. I'm just going to fold it over because I want it to, because I just want one of those cool Atari hats. I think that's a cool logo to have on the hat. And it's like stitched on there. It looks great.
Okay.
I don't really care about the speakers.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. Well, I have a prototype here. You want to see it?
A prototype?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I wasn't looking at the video.
Tarzan.
Oh, I see.
This has been the Good Stuff Morning Show over at goodstuff.fm. Would you do us a favor?
Would you?
Would you? It's a question, more than a requirement at this point. You can head over to the Apple Podcasts app, either the one on your iPhone or the ye olde iTunes, and find our program. You can also find it by going to goodstuff.fm/morningshow and clicking on the iTunes link that we've got on there. Or what is it? Apple Pod? I can't tell anymore.
We don't know.
There's going to be an Apple Podcasts app on the TV, on the computer eventually.
On everything.
But join the other 247 five-star reviews. We got a wonderful, wonderful five-star review from a friend of the program, BCE Brian. It's muy, muy long, but I appreciate every single word. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. Brian says, good bro show. Thanks.
Good bro show, bro.
Just like that.
It's like big bass mouth, bruh.
Bass? Like,
you remember the singing bass?
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Especially the ones that would slow down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My favorite. Those are my favorite YouTube videos. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. You would show them to me all the time.
What you should do is support us with a 5-star review. We would appreciate it very, very, very much. I got to find something.
It's free.
It is free. I got to find something fun to do. I look ridiculous with this hat on, by the way. I have to find something fun to do with this 5-star review because it's such a great review. I'm going to come up with something. I have an idea. I have an idea. I'll tell you later. You can also go over to goodstuff.fm/support and support this show and the whole network as well as a couple of Patreon campaigns. There are our actual money accepting folks over there. So go click a link, do a thing. It's a fun support one. And do us a favor as well. Go over to goodstuff.fm/shows. Or just goodstuff.fm. We got a whole bunch of other really great shows. I don't know if I've talked about it before on this program, but I'm sure I have. I've got a new show with Chris Enns from goodstuff.fm of fame, of royalty, goodstuff.fm royalty. We have a program where we talk about things. It's much unlike this show in that I use my voice, but the topics are different.
It's just much unlike this show that you use your voice.
Think about that.
You hurt my head.
I know, right?
You're turning my brain into oats, Kyle.
They're actually overnight oats. Let me read through this. Cinnamon protein.
You gotta like set them in the morning.
Yes,
or set them at night.
At night, actually, I made my own almond milk, and then I poured them into my overnight oats. And I literally.
Oh my gosh, you're such a hippie.
I turned into a tree actually this morning.
Other hippies hug you.
Yeah, that's right. That is precisely it. Good job.
Oh, boy.
We'll be back again next
week. I love week. Hippies. That's fine.
Probably. We'll be back next week sometime.
Yeah.
Doing a thing. I got oats all over me. Yeah. Until then, have a great week.
Bye. Goodbye.